funny.
Stay in your seat. Beep, beep, uh-huh. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Stay in your seat. Beep, beep, uh-huh. Beep, 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 beep.
Is this real life?
Stay in your seat.
Why is this happening to me?
Uh-huh.
Why is this happening?
It's just from the medicine.
I have two fingers.
Uh-huh. Good.
Four fingers. Last stitches.
Yes.
I have two fingers.
Uh-huh. Good.
I can see everything.
Yes, you can.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Is this going
to
be forever?
No. Stay in your seat. Beep, beep. Uh-huh. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Stay in your seat. Beep, beep. Uh-huh. Beep, 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 beep. Stay in your seat. Beep, beep. Uh-huh. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Stay in your seat. Beep, beep. Uh-huh. Beep, 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 beep.
Freaks, it's Wednesday, November 17th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, extreme nose hair. Excuse me.
Extreme
nose hair. Plus, little crack shoes and huffing and masturbation. Solo fucking on sunshine. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson, back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV. You came on a good day. The reason why I say that, of course, is for the past several weeks, I was taking submissions for ridiculous Craigslist ads from your hometown. Basically, I told you to get on Craigslist, find some disgusting personal ads, send them along to me, and I would pick a winner. What exactly is up for grabs? How about vaginal herpes magnets? Don't be ashamed by herpes, because these vagina magnets aren't contagious. These cute little vaginal herpes magnets are perfect for anyone's fridge. Give them to someone you're trying to tell, or just keep them for yourself. But really, herpes is something you should share. The vaginal herpes magnet can be yours if you found a stupid enough Craigslist ad. Tim? Thank you very much, me. You are looking stunning as always. Thank you, Tim. Thank you. No, thank you. Stop it. All right. Helping us out in this stupidity is, of course, Cheryl Murkowski, who's going to read the winning Craigslist ad. Now, let's get down to business. Not going to waste any more of your time. Can we please bring the lights down? I do have to mention, like, the stakes couldn't be higher. It's a $6.99 magnet. This is going to change someone's life. All right, I'm sorry. Let's bring the lights down again. And I should tell you, there is more than one winner. Oh, yes. The first winner of the Craigslist ad competition, hailing from Atlanta, Georgia, Adrian!
Sniffer 23 Atlanta. I enjoy forts, ass sniffing, dirty underwear, and watching and hearing guys take a dump. Really like to take my time and enjoy the natural, manly scent of a man's dirty, sweaty heel. Love to sniff through a pair of skidded briefs, then get a few loud, rumbling forts in my face. Love the feeling, the vibrations of the ass wind blasting hard against my face, then inhaling all the funk from the fort cloud that was just released from a hot guy's stinky fart hole.
Good work, Adrian. Shoot me off an email with your address, and I will get your herpes magnet out to you ASAP. And by ASAP, I mean within the next calendar year. You know how I am. Lazy. We've got one more winner to announce, though, so let's bring down the lights. Now, there was going to be a third winner. I found three great Craigslist ads that I felt deserved a vaginal herpes magnet. Come to find out, two of them came from the same person. So I'm going to make sure she gets a magnet with extra herpes on it or something. I don't know. All right. Hailing from Baltimore, the second winner of the Craigslist personal ad competition is Janelle.
As the world squirts, Baltimore area, do you have the ability to squirt? Can you do it anytime you want? There's nothing better than having a woman's thighs wrapped around my hand as she moans and claws at the bedspread. I love bringing a woman to orgasm through the slow and patient attention to her kitty. I'd love to slowly take your panty off with my teeth and bury my face in your sweet, wet mound. I love the taste of a woman's hot kitty juice all over my face. I want to make you scream in ecstasy. I want to bury my face between your gorgeous thighs and gently flick my tongue up your swollen slit as you squirt all over me. I want to caress that clit and lick it until it stands at attention. I want to suck and lick your slit until you gush. I want to pour those sweet honey lips and lick out all your nectar. I want you to squirt all over my face as you fucking ride my tongue. If you have this rare squirting talent, please don't hesitate to respond. I'm single and can host or travel. I'm looking for one time or ongoing thing if we like each other. I'm athletic, right? Professional and genuinely a nice guy. Hope to be tasting you soon. I have pics upon request.
There you go, Janelle. Send me your address and I will send you off a vaginal herpes magnet. Again, congratulations to Adrian from Atlanta and Janelle from Baltimore. And of course, thank you to everyone who participated. They were all great Craigslist ads. Really, if I could give you all vaginal herpes, I would. Special thanks to Cheryl Murkowski for helping out. I will send you off a vaginal herpes magnet as well if you would like. That'll do it for the Craigslist ad competition. Until next time, I'm Tim Henson saying, keep spreading those sores! Like I mentioned, Janelle sent in two great Craigslist ads that Cheryl Murkowski recorded. At the end of the program today, I'll play the second one. The other thing I wanted to mention, what I wanted to do was send you, the winners, a pack of vaginal herpes magnets. Unfortunately, the person who is selling the vaginal herpes magnets, I'm going to see how many times I can say vaginal herpes magnets in one fucking episode. But anyways, she only had one set left. So you guys are going to be receiving just one herpes magnet, but that's really all you need, right? Congratulations again, and, maybe we'll do another contest real soon. All right, I've got some audio to share with you before we get into the news today. DB listener Mike the Beardo sent in an interesting piece of video. This is a guy shoving his dick in a vacuum tube. All right, vacuum has started. Wait a second. That noise is the dude sticking his dick in the tube. His cock is vibrating so fast. That's what's causing the noise. Like that. Also, he has foreskin, and you can tell that the foreskin is being pulled by the suction of the air. This is fascinating. Oh, I wonder if he comes. Wonder what type of vacuum this dude is using. I hope it's not a Dyson. That'll rip your cock off. Yeah, okay, he pulled his foreskin back so the head of his penis is fully exposed, and you just see the cock head bouncing up and down really fast, vibrating. Oh! Oh! He just came! I don't think the vacuum liked that. The guy, yeah, he totally blows his wad in the clear tube, so you know you can see it, and then the vacuum starts making a horrible noise. The vacuum is saying, "No, not in me, not in me! I said on me." Dying elephant. There you go. I wonder if that voids the warranty. Mike also sent in a double cum fart cocktail. Sure.
Yeah, I feel it. You feel it, Sierra? Oh, yeah.
Coming
feel
in
the warm fucking
her gaping
yes.
hole.
Mm-hmm. Huh? It feels so good in my
ass. Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah.
I can't wait to fucking taste it.
Fuck, baby.
Oh, yeah, I should mention, the guy blew his wad in a bitch's ass. There's another bitch under the cum dumpster, and the cum dumpster is going to squeeze out the cum onto the other bitch's mouth. Yeah. Nice description.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, drip it down. Uh-huh. Drip in that ass. So uh-huh. Squeeze it out.
Yes.
Uh-huh. 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 Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. There it comes. Well, it's hard to get it all out.
Oh, yeah. You getting for more?
Huh? Oh, there's another guy that's going to come in her ass.
So I can have another fucking cum fart cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so cum fart cocktail.
So fucking hot, Sierra, watching that cum go in your fucking asshole.
Oh, it's so
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you like that.
Squeeze it out, honey. There's the money shot. Gargling the cum a little bit. Very nice. There you go. Well, thank you very much, Mike the Beardo. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You'll get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done well over 1,000 episodes. We're probably approaching 2,000 now. I don't know. Yeah, you can listen to every single episode of DV. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. Occasionally, I'll do video casts, weekend shows, stuff like that. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You can catch yesterday's extended program. And then, of course, tomorrow is going to be a Sideshow exclusive show. So if you want to catch that, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Philadelphia, or near Philadelphia. The evacuation of a Chester County hotel earlier this month was caused when staffers entered a room, found an Indiana man's naked, lifeless body next to various sexual devices and a gas mask, and then they smelled the stinging odor of unknown liquids. The liquids turned out to be cleaning solution that the man had been huffing as part of a solo sex act. Yes, there's Allison from Intervention, one of our favorite huffers.
I wish I had a father.
That's our girl. You know, she just huffed because it made her feel like she was walking on sunshine. This guy used it as a sex aid, I guess. The liquids turned out to be cleaning solution that the man had been huffing as part of a solo sex act. State police responded to the Fairfield Inn and Suites in Kennett Square on November 4th after hotel employees found the 48-year-old man, whom police did not identify, dead in his room. A chemical odor, an unknown potentially hazardous liquid substance found in the room, prompted a partial evacuation of the hotel. As a result, the Chester County Hazardous Material Team, oh Christ, was called to the scene, which was deemed safe. The substance was various inhalants, including VHS, tape cleaner. Oh, that smells really good. At my old job, they had some of that because we had to videotape the testers, the computer-based testers. And that VHS head cleaner, holy shit, that's good. It's almost as good as rubber cement. Anyway, and other cleaning solutions. Police believe the substances were being inhaled by the man to create a euphoric sensation. A source said that the sexual device and the gas mask indicated that the man's behavior may have been ritualistic. Although the investigation into the death is ongoing, police do not suspect foul play. He was found alone in the room, and police believe that he died while engaging in a solo sex act. Well, at least he died doing what he loved. Police did not release the cause of death and said they did not know if it was due to the inhalants. I'm going to guess that it had something to do with that. An autopsy report is pending toxicology results. Although authorities did not release the man's name, they said he was married from Bloomington, Indiana, and was staying at the hotel while on business. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Massachusetts. It's a short one. A 3-year-old girl in a Dorchester daycare complained yesterday that the pink Nike Air Jordans on her left foot was tight. But the teacher soon discovered the problem wasn't with the shoe. It was the 17 baggies of crack cocaine stuffed inside.
Bitch, sell crack!
Ma'am, step
Bitch,
back!
Bitch, sell crack!
Step back!
Little girl is smart. She's cornering the daycare market. Getting them while they're young. All right, continuing on with this story here. The teacher notified the principal, who called the cops. When the girl's mother arrived at the Walnut Grove Head Start program on Elm Hill Avenue, she told police the girl had complained that morning that her foot hurt, but her mom loosened the laces and shipped her off to school. She told cops she hadn't noticed the bags of crack inside the girl's shoe at the time. It's just poor parenting.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Yeah, that could be the case. Doesn't seem likely, though. She told cops she hadn't noticed the bag inside the girl's shoes. Police said they tracked down Damare Gary, 19.
TNB.
$2.75 for the world's best chicken burger and chips.
TNB.
They gotta be crazy.
Oh, mammy.
TNB.
Nappy headed hogs there. I'm gonna take that.
TNB.
I want to go. I want to go.
TNB.
This is on me up in here. You handle that.
All right. I'm just saying that this guy's probably black. There's like a 99% chance. Damare. All right, he admitted to stashing the crack in the girl's shoe the previous evening, cops said. Gary was charged with possession with intent to distribute crack cocaine and possession with intent to distribute crack cocaine in a school zone. The girl's name was not released. Police said a complaint was filed with the Department of Children and Families.
I stuck a little dick. Smoked a little crack.
Nice. Final story we have for you today comes from the UK. A hairdresser was horrified when her nose collapsed after decades of breathing in minute hair clippings. Ugh. Edwina Phillipson, 51, says tiny fragments of hair lodged themselves in the skin inside her nose. This caused an infection that eventually caused a hole to open through her septum. After 35 years of being exposed to the professional hazard, the mother of three had to undergo an operation to rebuild her nose using cartilage taken from her right ear. Edwin, who is taken to wearing a surgical mask in her salon, that does not inspire much confidence, does it? In an effort to stop the problem, has issued a warning to others in the hair industry to protect their schnozzes while they work. Mrs. Phillipson, who runs her own unisex salon in Newbiggin by the Sea, said, I love those fucking towns in England. Always with such weird names, Newbiggin by the Sea. I work for myself now, so I can wear a mask. No one's gonna tell me I can't. People get used to it once you explain the reason why. You people in your hair made my nose fall off. So now my customers come in, and they are quite happy to accept that I wear a mask while cutting hair. But in the past, when I have asked employers if I could wear a mask, of course they're going to say no, because you look batshit crazy. They've said no because it doesn't look good for business. You're not a surgeon. I feel this should be highlighted. It's a danger we are putting ourselves in, but it's like the risk of smoking. Everyone thinks it won't happen to them. How many people inhale hair that gets lodged in your nose and then your nose falls off? Doesn't make any kind of sense. They're running a huge risk by not giving people their option. Paying for masks might eat into overheads, but at what price do you put on your health? Mrs. Phillipson's problem began 12 years ago when her nose began to get irritated from hairs in the air. In regards to the surgery she underwent, because it's a delicate operation, she says, they needed skin on the inside of my nose to pull over the graft. They have to have, reduce the size of my nose, which meant breaking it and then filling it. It's incredibly painful, but I'm thrilled with what they've done for me. I had no choice because eventually the hole would increase in size and my septum would have fallen out. I wear the blue surgical masks at the moment, but even them, I've discovered, let the hairs through. I'm going to have to look at getting better fitting masks for the particles. So, there you go. Weird. It must suck to have your, nose practically collapse. I guess I could cheer her up with a little bit of music. This is for you, hairdresser.
Hairdresser, would you set me up? Make a little wave or two. Make me into something new. 'Cause I am so blue. I'll give you a chance. 'Cause I wanna dance.
Alright, enough. I can't do anymore. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alright, Freak, speak to me, please.
Hey there, Tim. I could say that I'm caller 420 in the morning, if you catch my drift, son.
Okay.
I would just like to share a funny story. One second.
I just have no patience today. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear it.
Jigoo, Timmy Boo. What it do? This is the Fuzzy Man Peach from Washington. I haven't called it in a fucking grip. But anyway, I just got the new fucking Black Ops Modern Warfare fucking game.
All right.
And I'm playing in the fucking level Nuketown, and I'm fucking shooting fuckers in the face. You know, fucking Modern Warfare shit. I stop and I look up in the fucking sky, and what do I see in my front yard? A fucking double rainbow. Oh my God.
What does it mean?
Patty cake!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here we go. Patty cake!
Kelly, Kelly, it's rainbow bread. All right, moving on.
Hey, this is Heather from the Quad Cities, not from Indiana.
Heather.
The Quad Cities, and just because I feel like I have to call and say it's my birthday.
Aww.
So I love the show. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, if I wasn't so behind, I would, wish you sing you a happy birthday song. But you called in over a week ago. Sorry, just getting to that shit. The baby crying. Remember when I played that game with my mother? The what's that sound? I was playing the porn clip of the woman. My mom thought that noise was a baby crying.
Timmy, Statue member Greg from Austin calling. Just two quick things. One, somebody called the voicemail line and suggested you setting up some kind of webcam while you record your show. I think that's a good idea. I don't know how you do that, since I'm sure it takes you longer to record the show than the show actually lasts.
A lot of production goes into this.
But I think it would be fun to kind of watch you work occasionally.
Boring.
Maybe not for every
it's
episode.
It's infuriating, actually. I would hate to watch
this
myself.
This is low-hanging tanks. Guy called in a while back about the blood play video, but said that Spider's girl was pretty hot, and I would like to confer. Totally jacked off to her, not the blood play part, but the hair. And you talk about like chick voices and stuff, you know what I'm saying? How chicks, try to sound hot, how fake it sounds and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I like to point out that her voice was quite awesome. She could totally talk me into blowing a fucking wad.
All right, well, there you go. More praise for Spider's girlfriend.
Hey, do you want some Halloween candy? We're going to have to get it yourself because I shot myself in the head and I'm dead. Ah! You!
Oh.
Hey, Timothy Fleshy Fuckers Henson. This is Sideshow Fleshy Freak Sid from Florida. Just wanted to call in and let you know that next time I am completely inebriated as I was last time when you played my voicemail for the freaks. I will definitely be using my finger down my throat to make sure we get a better result.
Yes.
And so we
very
don't have
important.
Any more does Jeff Love Patrick moments. I had my friend listen to it, and he hasn't stopped hounding me since. So I'll make sure that I produce next time. But,
all right. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Member Spider here.
Yeah.
Hey, I just bought an iPod Classic 160 gig, and I prefer to use Winamp to transfer songs onto it. My question is do you know if there's a way that Winamp can use password protective RSS feeds for Sideshow?
I don't know.
Because I would rather just discard and uninstall iTunes and just use Winamp because I prefer that better.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That'd be cool. All right, here you go.
I don't know. Can Winamp do that? I've never messed around with Winamp.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow Nard.
Nard!
I have a suggestion for Glenn Miller. Tell him to start a podcast.
Oh yeah.
That's why we
maybe he could replace Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday. Like every week we'd have, you know, Glenn Miller just ranting about blacks and getting Jew-wise.
Because FCC doesn't care about podcasts. So tell him to start his own. And maybe we can
not
grab
a bad idea. Maybe we can collaborate on something. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGOTIT. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are Sideshow members, I will be back tomorrow with the Thursday show. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Your daughter's panties, man, for MW3 Jopple. Are there any single moms, dads, or couples around that have access to their daughter's panties and would like to watch a guy stroke his cock with them until I bust a huge cum shot all over them? If so, email me back with pics and info and I'll do the same. I'm a tall, good-looking white guy, well-built, athletic, you know, and muscular, thick 7-inch cock and heavy comer. Brothers or sisters with their sisters' panties are welcome as well, and so are guys with their girlfriends. Email for more info. Oh!